Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Log on to Google Earth and you get a bird's eye view of the globe. That is, if the bird is a high-flying satellite able to see everything from the Great Wall of China to the car in your driveway. But you might want to pull down your window shades because Google has started offering street-level views that allow you to peek inside buildings. Still, Google software is a great way to see the planet, and now you can use it to hear the Earth as well. This is what sunrise in Sonoma Valley, California sounds like. Dr. Bernie Krauss recorded it. It's one of over 1,200 locations he's recorded over a 40-year career. Dr. Krauss is a bioacoustician and president of Wild Sanctuary, an online audio archive. He recently teamed up with Google Earth to add sound to their service, and he joins me from a studio in California. Dr. Krauss, welcome.
Thank you, Bruce.
Boy, who knew it was such a racket in Sonoma Valley, California?
Can you believe that? This is one of those rare spots in Sonoma Valley that hasn't been developed for wine and grapes. And it's particularly beautiful because it's one of those places that sounds like the Earth sounded like 150 or 200 years ago.
Well, how does your work, your recordings, work with Google Earth? How do you add sound to a map?
Well, if you can imagine the map, and when you zoom into Google Earth, you zoom in from outer space to a point. And typically what happens is it looks kind of like a silent movie. There's this big globe out there, and then you move into a spot. And I began to layer sounds to these spots, and it became so engaging. We just thought, well, maybe we should really try to approach Google and see if they'd be interested in having it as a layer to their material.
So if I go to Google Earth, how do I click on these sounds?
Well, what you would do is when it gets up, you go to the lower left-hand part of the page, and you'll click a little box that'll say Soundscape. And when that box is checked, as you're zooming into that spot, the sound will get louder and louder and louder to the point where, you know, when you're a couple of thousand feet above that particular site, you'll hear the full range of sound.
So I'm going to zoom over to Corcovado National Park in Costa Rica, and let's listen to what we get. What is that, Dr. Krauss?
Well, in the background, you're hearing a howler monkey. And then you're hearing little tree frogs, little peepers, and some insects.
When did you make this?
This was made in the early 90s, and it was a very special place then. It's gone through some radical changes since global warming, and many of these sounds can't be heard anymore. As a matter of fact, Bruce, 40% of my library that I've collected is from now extinct habitats or habitats so radically altered that you can't hear those natural sounds anymore.
So did you go back to many of these places to see what it sounded like now?
Yes, I have before and after effects from many places on the planet. There's certainly not all of them, but several of them.
Well, we have a recording here from Lincoln Meadow in the Sierra Mountains in California. Can you tell me what's going on?
Yeah, this is a recording that was made in 1988 in Lincoln Meadow, which is about 40 miles north of Truckee. The issue was raised by the logging companies whether or not there was going to be any effect as a result of selective logging. And they informed us that there wasn't, that there was going to be no biological effect. And sure enough, when you go out there into the forest and you look at this beautiful meadow, it looks absolutely gorgeous. And the same thing after. I mean, to the human eye, there is no change at all. But let's listen to the sounds of this place. This is the before sound.
Well, that's really beautiful.
It's so rich, and it's got density and diversity to it.
Okay, let's listen to the after.
This is a year later. And 15 years hence, it's exactly the same.
You're missing all the richness, though.
Nothing there. Now, to the eye, it looks absolutely the same. But the ear tells the truth. I like to say that, a picture is worth 1,000 words, and a soundscape is worth 1,000 pictures.
Now, if I go to Google Earth, can I hear the before and after?
You will be able to hear the before and after because we plan on using that as one of the layers.
So what you actually have are audio artifacts. These are things that no one will hear in the future.
That's correct. But, you know, I'm ever hopeful. I'm an optimist. I believe that by bringing these things to people's attention through things like Google Earth, that they're going to want to pay some more attention to it and just get out into the natural world and enjoy it for what it is, because it's one of those things that's really an analgesic. It helps heal us.
Now, your recordings are not limited to just natural sounds from the environment. Am I right?
That's correct.
You also have sounds of cities?
Yes, we do. And one of the things about Google Earth that was really interesting when we began to formulate sounds of these various places, like, for instance, Lisbon or Paris or London or New York, each of them has their own sound signature. And it's remarkable how different these places sound.
Well, let's listen to Lisbon. Do you remember recording it?
Oh, sure. It was down near the Taj River. Just walking down the street with mics on my shoulder and so that people wouldn't notice it, and just picked up the soundscape, same way I do pretty much all over cities of the world.
What's the strangest place you've ever gone to record sounds?
Wow, what a question. Nobody's ever asked it that way, Bruce. I guess it would be a tide pool in Alaska where we recorded anemones.
Anemones make sound?
They sing. And what we did is we dropped a hydrophone down the mouth part, the center part of the anemone, and then the tentacles, what you're hearing, the tentacles wrap around it, those gentle little clicking sounds, because it's looking for something of nutritional value. And then when it finds nothing of nutritional value, you hear, it sounds like a belch.
Now, you've listened to these tapes over and over and over again. Do you get something different when you listen to them and view Google Earth?
Oh, there's no question about it, because it brings that whole Google Earth experience to life. It gives it life. And that's the one thing that soundscapes do.
So, Dr. Krauss, before I let you go, let's listen to one more piece of sound. What do you got?
Well, we've got one that was recorded by a colleague of mine, Ruth Happel, at a place called Echo Pond in the Adirondacks.
Boy, those loons sound ethereal.
It's one of the most haunting sounds on the planet. And when you hear these loons, the common loons and the Arctic loons, it just brings tears to your eyes. But at the same time, it makes you feel so good to be there.
Well, Dr. Krauss, I've really enjoyed speaking with you.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
To hear Dr. Krauss's sounds for yourself, you can download the Google Earth software at our website, loe.org. Coming up, the invisible glue that holds the cosmos together, the mystery of dark matter. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.